I want to thank God for the opportunity he has given to me and the opportunity he has given us to serve together with you, Grace Community Bible Church. Grace Community Bible Church is like our Jerusalem. Whatever we do, it started from here. And it spread and went on and it went on, and still it is continuing going on. Since we started working with this church, we have planted 114 churches. And that is in Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda. I also bring for you greetings from Eastern Presbytery elders and deacons. They greet you in Jesus' name. And so I want to thank the leadership of the church. Pastor, thank you very much for always standing with us and supporting us to come and travel and come here. I want to thank the elders of this church and the deacons and the congregation. You know, when you tell us not to come, we cannot come, by the way. But we are very grateful that we have been coming to America for 15 years. And this church has been paying for our transport for coming here. I want to thank God for that. Now, this church, churches which we have planted, we have a backbone of these churches. We have a Bible college in Uganda where we train our people before we send them. They get their diploma before we send them. Since we began the Bible college, we have trained 500 students who have gone through. Last year, we graduated 21. So we are thanking God for what God is doing. The Bible college is the backbone of church planting. And for sure, we cannot do about it. The Bible college is now registered by the government of Uganda, National Council, accredited. Whatever they do, we send it and also they look into it. And so the papers which come there is a tangible paper which can take you anywhere you want to go. You can come and teach in America. You can go and teach anywhere. Because they will find out which school did you go to. And then you will call Uganda government. Then they will say, we know him. He was here. He graduated. Please, we know him. His papers are genuine. And so I have brochures with me. You can donate for the Bible college. Just when you donate for one student, you would have helped us to plant one church. Before Jesus comes, we want to make sure we plant many churches. 200 churches, we have just planted 114. That's not enough. So for sure, we are grateful for that. We do medical work. This year, we have come to invite you again. We are going to Tanzania to open a... We had bought land there 3 years ago, I think. A place called Bumugini in Tanzania. And that's where we'll be going this year. And we look forward to see your faces. I don't have much to say because I'm just happy. When I come here, they feed me very well. They take care of me. Whenever I leave America, I put a lot of weight. But when I go home, the weight is all gone. Again, I come. So I've come again. Thank you very much for welcoming me back again. So you are most welcome to our country. I want to share with you God's word. In Luke chapter 19, it is written by Luke. So writing what he saw and what happened by that time. I want us to read the word of God, and I will read Luke 19 from verse 1 to 10. The Bible says Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector. He was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him. And since Jesus was coming that way, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to murmur, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give a half of my possess to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." That is the word of God. What I want to talk about today, my brothers, and this is my theme: everything is not about you, but everything is about those who are lost. Why are you here? You are here for someone. And that's what I want us to share. The Bible says the Roman, they were ruling the Jews. And because they had to protect their territories, they raised taxes which was to be collected from the Jews. The taxes were high. But the Jews did not agree with these taxes. But they had to pay because these people were their rulers. Now, when you read this, you find that these guys were ruling them. And the Bible says Zacchaeus was one of the workers of the Roman Empire. The Bible says he was a chief tax collector. Because the Jews did not ask with the government of these people, the Jews always accepted the government which is secular and worshiping their God. But anyone who was working with these people, the Jews were calling them traitors. Because they never wanted anybody to work with the Romans. But we are seeing a man here today. And I want us really to listen very attentively. Jesus, the Son of God. We talk about him. I want us to see why did Jesus come. Jesus did not come in this world for himself.
Jesus came in this world for you, when Jesus went on the cross and died on the cross, he did not die on his behalf, because the Bible says Jesus had no sin on himself. He died on the cross for you. He suffered for you. He was wounded for you. Even when he was in the cross and he said, "It is finished," it was for your benefit. You are the beneficiary of what Jesus did on the cross. He was buried with the sinner, and the third day he rose again. And the Bible says he's our hope. All he did for you. And that's why today I want us to understand, everything is not about you. Everything is not about Morris. You are already in the kingdom. You have already received eternal life. Now that's what we want to see. That everything is not about you, but it's about those who are still outside there, who have not known who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus came for us. The Bible says, even when he was in Jerusalem, look what happened with Jesus. One time, one morning, the Son of God woke up. And when he woke up, the Bible says he's entering Jericho and he wanted to pass by. But in Jericho here, there was a man called Zacchaeus. The Bible says he was a chief tax collector. He was a short man. But the Bible says he was wealthy. But Zacchaeus feared his people. All the tax collectors during the time of Jesus, the Bible says they were thieves. And the Pharisees and the scribes had declared them their way. The last point where they are going is hell. And Zacchaeus knew everyone hated him. But all along he wanted to see Jesus. He was a chief tax collector. The Bible says he was wealthy. Where did he get money? Why were people hating this man? Because he was collecting more than what he's supposed to collect. He collect more, then the top one he keeps for himself. So everyone hated them. And they were calling him a thief. And Zacchaeus knew that. But that day Jesus was just going through Jericho. And Zacchaeus said, "Hey, what do I do? He's coming." And when he heard he was coming, he said, "What can I do? There are many people." He's a short man. When in the midst of the people, will see nobody. He will see nobody. The Bible says he ran and climbed a sycamore tree. He wanted to see Jesus when he's there, just to see who he is. Because himself, he looked at himself and said, what will people do? What will people say? But the Bible says, Jesus, when he reached that spot, he called Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come down. Immediately. Today I will be your guest." Suppose you are the one people hated that way. How would you feel? A son of God? A great man? Whom everyone fears and respects? He's saying he's coming to your house? How would you feel? You would just feel that love. The Bible says he welcomed Jesus gladly. He smiled and said, "Oh, this is opportunity." And he brought him in his house.
Look at that love. A man hated. A man of bad behaviors. He is now wealthy. Money is power. Because he had money, no one could touch him. But Jesus, the Son of God, touched Zacchaeus. And when he entered the house, the Bible says everyone was murmuring. He doesn't know whom he has entered his house. This man is a terrible thief. But even though he was a terrible thief, I want you to understand, Jesus loved Zacchaeus. That is what we needed to know. People were abusing him. People were talking this, but Jesus loved Zacchaeus. Because he came for him. And Zacchaeus stood up. Everyone is watching. They wonder what Zacchaeus is going to say. And Zacchaeus stood up. From today, I will give my possess to the poor. And if I've cheated somebody, I will pay four times. What is happening here? Zacchaeus have received a new heart, a new record, and a new life, which nobody is seeing. But now Zacchaeus say, you people want people to know how I'm now a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. He was not caring for the poor. But from that day, Zacchaeus said, I'm going to start doing it. I will pay my money to the poor. All those whom I've cheated, I will give them back four times. Because salvation has come into the house. Jesus did not judge Zacchaeus. He showed him love. The same with us. We need to show people love. People should know who we are. We are not here for ourselves. We are here for those people who have not known Jesus Christ as a savior. For us, we have already got saved. The kingdom of God, we are just waiting. When are we going home? But what about your neighbor? What about your friend? What about your brother? And Jesus said, after Zacchaeus has been converted, Jesus stood up. And Jesus said, salvation has come in this house. The Son of God is so happy for what Zacchaeus has just said. He says, salvation has come in this house. This son, this man also is a child of Abraham. And the Pharisees say, and the scribes say, he's also a child of Jesus. That is blaspheming, this bad, terrible man. Because they never wanted anything to do with the tax collector. But Jesus loved Zacchaeus. And he says, Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. That is why he came. My brothers and my sister, everything is not about you now. It is about your neighbor, your friend, your brothers, and your sister. But what you have received, how can people know that you have something with you? Zacchaeus started sharing his life. He said, I've not been doing this. Maybe there you have not started sharing your life with anybody, sharing your faith with anybody. My brothers and my sister, I appeal to you. We are not here for ourselves. We are here for those who are lost, who have not known Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Sometimes we forget why we are here. I don't say don't do your business. It is okay. But one thing, don't forget your responsibility. That you are here for these people who have known the Savior. That's why we are here. Children who are going to school, why are you there?
not only books. Share your life. Talk about Jesus. Tell them who you are. Tell them I'm not here only for books. I'm two in one. The book is there, but I'm two in one. After this book, you know where we are going? I want to give you that one so that you may have two. The same with us people who do business. You have many friends. Say, thank you, we are doing business together. But after this world, business will pass away. But do you know where we are going after here? He will say, I don't know. Sit down, I tell you something. Brother, we are here for someone. Let us look at the Samaritan woman. Samaritan woman. Jesus met this woman at the well. And we know how this woman was. The Bible says he had married many men. But Jesus talked to this lady. You think when people were talking, Jesus was talking to this man, what do you think this woman was thinking? At first when Jesus started talking, what do you think? He would have thought that Jesus wanted to love him. But because he changes and he talked with him and told him what he is, the Bible says he ran back to the village as quick as possible. He told his people in the village, listen to me. I'm not the other woman. Just come and hear. I've got a man. This man has internal life. This man knows everything. Maybe it's Jesus Christ. You see? He knew that day everything is not now for her. It's for those people whom he has been walking with but have not known Christ. Zacchaeus was the same. He was approving to the Pharisees that what has happened to me inside, you people, you can't see. But let me approve to you. I will give my money to the poor. And I'm starting today, by the way, Pharisees, listen, the scribes. And those whom I cheated when I was at, I'm going to pay them four times. Do you listen? Their eyes were open. They said, what is this man talking about? The man we thought was a worse man, now is that, again, the man is teaching us. You know, the Pharisees hated the person who teaches them. And so they said, Zacchaeus is the one teaching us today what to do. Because his life was changed. Brothers and sisters, let we go out and share our life with the people. The things we see. Do you think politics can change the world? Who told you? It is salvation which can change the world. What we have can change the world upside up. The world needs you. Go and share your faith with somebody in your village, in your home, next door. Tell him what you are. The things you used not to do, start now. To approve to the people. And to tell them that surely I'm a new creation, the old is gone, the new has come. And I'm here for you. Brothers, can we go to our Jerusalem and then to Judea and then to Samaria and to farthest part before you come to Uganda? This is the message. Everything is not about you. And I want you to put that in the mind. Because when you know everything is not about you, then you know that everything is not about me, but about who? About those who are lost. Jesus came to seek the lost. But now here we are. But now who? To go to the lost. Brethren, you are already in the kingdom. What a joy. You need to have a big smile. Zacchaeus had a big smile when he understood, now I'm in the kingdom.
Don't you want those people outside there to have a big smile? Look at Zacchaeus. Look at the Son of God. Sky, today I will be in your house. In all the time when you read the Bible, you find that Jesus Christ, people welcomed him in their house. That day, himself welcomed himself. You know what? He says, Zacchaeus, I've come for you. And I will be in your house. That day, Zacchaeus was the happiest man. Let us go outside and share the love of Jesus Christ with those people who are outside there who don't know Jesus Christ. Not to judge them. Let us go. Jesus did not judge Zacchaeus. No. He just shown him love. Love. That love made Zacchaeus very glad and very happy and asked, who am I for the Son of God to come into my house? And he had to give a testimony. Brother, let us go and share our lives. Share your testimony with your neighbors, with your friends, your brothers, your sisters, in the place of work, whatever you do, please remember to share the gospel with those people, because that is what you have. Everything is no longer for you, but for them. May God bless you. Amina.
This time, I'd like us to stand. We're going to pray over Morris and his ministry. And then right after that, I'm going to have the Palermos. Yeah, they're heading up this way. They're going to come up and share a little bit. As you know, they're from our church. They went over to Uganda to do ministry. And they're going to share a little bit about what they experienced and their thoughts of going back and such. So let's just pray for Morris as a congregation, all right? Lord, we do thank you so much for the work that you're doing in East Africa. We're thankful for those churches and all the pastors and the associate pastors and the elders, the deacons, their wives, and the hard work that they're doing to establish churches there. We thank you for the Bible College. We're thankful for the new building that they were able to erect. We're thankful for all the things you're doing in East Africa and for using Morris and Ida so much. Our prayer is that you would be with those churches, that they'd be strong, that the pastors and their staff, the elders would be people of integrity. We pray for Morris and Ida as they do their work overseeing the work in the various churches. The Awana programs have been started up. Our prayer is just for the gospel to go out clearly and for mature individuals to be in leadership positions so that they can further the kingdom there in East Africa. Again, we thank you for Morris and Ida and their safe trip here. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Morris. Excuse me. Close to my throat.
I might get to talk the whole time.
Not yet. I think I enjoyed too many sweets since I've been back in the U.S. part of it, but we were asked to share a few things, and we started off by saying, inquiring minds want to know why we moved to Uganda.
We moved because we were asked, and we said yes after 10 years of asking. Morris and Ida started asking us 10 years ago to come and help, and we're going, why? God may be asking you to do something, some ministry here in town. You don't have to go in order to be obedient to God. That's just the road he has us on. Anybody that we talked to, we had many counselors over that 10 years. We're like, sure, that would be really a perfect fit for you. You're going many times on church planting, and you know what it's like to be in Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania. It's a good fit. Then when we did make the decision, Our house sold quickly. It sold as is, so we didn't have to fix it up. People actually came to the house and bought all of our stuff, a lot of our stuff. Our son bought a bigger house, so we were able to give more stuff away. So it was just, it was an opening, and we said yes, and we took it. So I just ask you, if God is wanting you, leading you somewhere, say yes. Okay, Peter, what was our life like in Uganda, and what did we do?
In a word, different. Moving from a three-bedroom house to living in Morrison Ida's compound, where we rent a one-bedroom that has no kitchen because Ida and Morris have people that do all the cooking for us. That's very different. Getting to know 20 other people that live in the same compound, and you know, it's really wonderful. Then half of those people are school-age children that are having their schooling uniform and everything paid for through some Americans who fund the I Choose You program that Ida coordinates to help.
And?
Oh, go ahead.
I have crafts from the I Choose You parents in the coffee house for sale, necklaces, bracelets, and bags.
So Morris and Ida keep us very busy when the teams are coming through during summertime, just incorporating us into whether it's medical outreach or church planning teams or whatever. And then when that's not going on, the Morris takes me around all these different meetings where he's like the lead guy on a lot of these committees, steering committees, leadership of the presbytery, to first of all see the struggles and the challenges that he's faced with all the time and decisions that need to be made, and allows me to learn. And then oftentimes at those meetings, I'm asked for ideas or comments. And, you know, God's really blessed for me to be able to compliment the decisions they're making and all the different agendas, items that they have to deal with. And they like so much any kind of ideas. It's just amazing. I can just put some ideas on the table and some comments or questions that they look at and go, wow, you know, it's just seeing things a little different perspective, sometimes coming from an American point of view, but they really appreciate that.
And I get to love on children. We have 10 in our compound, plus the ones that are at the church, and get to know the ladies. It's been fun just making friends. Ida has set up 3 different Bible studies, so I got to teach Ephesians. And it's interesting because we're in a culture where they are learning in school to read, but the older ones did not have that. So there are quite a few ladies in my Bible studies that don't read, but they remember. And that is so exciting to see them working.
Wait. Exciting, it's an understatement. When she comes back from those teaching sessions, she is just bouncing up and down. Oh, let me tell you what God did. You know, okay, go ahead.
And I also get to go with Ida. We went to a couple of schools to hand out mosquito nets. And just the, the joy of something so simple. And in their eyes, it's life-saving. We went to Tanzania to have a ladies' conference on healing from trauma, because all of Africa is trauma and they need Christ to heal, and the Christians need to learn how to put their lives into Christ to heal. And yes,
we are planning to go back.
Lord willing.
Yes. And thank you for all your prayers and support. And, just like what's been said up here today, we are laborers in God's vineyard, you know, in whatever aspect God has us doing, whatever he wants us to do. So, and again, emphasize one of the leadership meetings or agendas that I'm part of is the Covenant Bible Institute of Theology, which is very critical for church planting ministries to keep training these pastors. And I'm on that governing council, and they have some very real hurdles to overcome. They've got just tremendous struggles, and the devil does not want this to win. So if you got any more questions about the Bible College, myself or Dave Hodges, any of the elders at the church. And so let's just close in a word of prayer right now, okay? Heavenly Father, praise you that we can now call you Father because you've accepted us as your children because of the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, that is our hope, and to have on our minds the most important reason for us to be here is to tell other people that don't have that hope about you so that they can have the forgiveness and acceptance and adoption that we have in you, that you've accepted us. Thank you so much for this church, the servant's heart of this church to do whatever you want us to do. And we thank you again for Morris being with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.